On a November day in 1969, I stepped off the plane from Tan Sanhut, Vietnam, onto the tarmac at San Francisco. Memories have faded in the 4 decades since. No longer do they have words of remembered conversations, nor even pictures, save a few. But those memories do still have emotion. Emotion of no longer remembered events bursts out at odd moments and for no apparent reason. But in October, as I toured Rick Lawson's War Experience Project, an art exhibit at Seattle Central Community College, the source of emotion was clear. The room was lined with military fatigue jackets. Marine Corps, Army, Air Force, all are faded and worn at the seams, mostly camouflage, many from Iraq. A few OD green from before Vietnam. Each jacket is painted across its back, not screaming eagles or jet fighters spewing tracer bullets, but pieces of broken mirror like so many lightning bolts striking in a pool of red. A large round earth as seen from space, rimmed in red and dripping what I take to be blood, or subtle changes to the camouflage creating an image of predators. One jacket is cut apart at the seams and its back painted, then, as if an afterthought, reassembled with safety pins. That speaks volumes about so many soldiers' lives. The VA hospital in Seattle has a walk-in mental health clinic. They will see any veteran for any reason or no reason. Just have a seat. Someone will be right with you. You've probably been asked this a million times, but how did you get started in this?
Rick Lawson.
This didn't just come about one day. It really has been coming about every day since I returned from my experience in Iraq. I was taking a class on society and the individual. We had learned about the Bayeux Tapestry, an embroidered timeline of war during the Battle of Hastings in 1066. Our assignment was to come back several weeks later with our own response to the Bayeux Tapestry, our own artwork about war. To me, in a way, this was another instance of people asking me, what's your experience with war? What's it like? This was by now the millionth time that it had been asked. For a long time, I gave people what they wanted to hear. I decided to change that.
When you put up a show, you set out the variety of colors of paints and some brushes and invited people to paint on the jackets.
Part of the intention of the project is to have the local community participate and add to the project. And so we hold painting workshops. People are welcome to sew or do any number of different things. We have workshops that are open to the public. Then we have separate workshops for veterans. When I first painted onto the back of my uniform, I would not have wanted people there who didn't have some sort of an understanding of what it's like to be in the military. And so I like to try and give that respect so that they can have that safe space.
One of the galleries here in town put on a photo exhibit in the late 1970s, a Vietnam retrospective, and I submitted half a dozen photographs. The review that came out in the paper a week later or so was critical, and the reviewer took issue with the fact that so many of the photographs were artfully composed and taken of Vietnamese people and scenes in their everyday lives. And his expectation was that there would be pictures of war. And the closest thing I had was a picture of our old 3/4 ton that we rode to work in, where the previous driver had taken a bullet right between the eyes through the windshield. Nobody bothered to repair the windshield, so the driver's windshield had a bullet hole dead center. I took a picture of that one day. And that was the one thing that got mentioned.
I think the idea of preconceived notions is probably one of the main reasons that I created the War Experience Project. A lot of people that have not experienced it directly are very eager to share their opinions and ideas about war with someone who has been in combat. I started realizing that words really weren't working and that I wanted to express the things that I've gone through and am going through without having to explain it through words.
The words get in the way sometimes. The best I could do was a few photographs. I wasn't creative enough to come up with an art project like you did.
For me, it wasn't being creative. It was being desperate to get people to understand where I was coming from. I wanted people to stop asking me questions and instead just listen. Veterans for so long have not been able to have a conversation with our society on their terms and to be honored and respected and listened to without having politics and other things shoved down their throat by the people that they're interacting with.
You've been listening to Rick Lawson, creator of the War Experience Project. For One World Report, this is Tom Allen. Baptisms of fire. Suffering as the best.